Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live, day four of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I'm kind of relieved here. The crowd doesn't appear to have gotten that much larger than it was yesterday. I mean, it's already a large crowd. Campground is surprisingly packed, considering, I mean, yesterday was Wednesday, and it was about as packed then as it was today, and this is an enormous crowd here at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Unfortunately, you can't come and hang out with us if you don't already have a ticket. You'll have to catch us at Fort Fest, and we'll talk about that later. With you today, though, it's Mark.
Did you just say Mark? Is that and Aria?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, sorry. I woke up like an hour ago, and I don't do caffeine anymore, so it's my brain isn't all there. So I'm Aria, and that's Mark, and we're joined by Stefan Kinsella. Stefan, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
Now, Stefan's, I guess, probably known mostly in libertarian circles for intellectual property debates. But, I mean, you know, you've written books and done speeches on a variety of different topics. Can you give us a breakdown of what you're known for as far as intellectual property, and then we'll go from there?
Well, yeah, I'm a practicing patent attorney and a longtime libertarian writer, Austrian type. But I've also been opposing patent law and copyright law ever since I passed the patent bar back in 1994. But I've also written a lot on other libertarian areas like rights theory, contract theory, legal theory, causation, aggression, punishment, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the whole variety of topics. I remember an online debate where you were talking about, in this libertarian fantasy world where there wouldn't be these sort of LLCs and corporations that allow people to not have responsibility for their actions and responsibility for the actions of the companies that they're involved in. I want to talk about that.
Yeah, there's been a lot of debate in libertarian circles for decades now about corporations and this thing called limited liability that they have and whether that's a special privilege that they should be denied. A lot of the left libertarians think they should have that.
Where do you come down on it?
So my view traces back to that of Robert Hessen, who wrote probably the best thing on this. It was called In Defense of the Corporation back in the 70s. And then some of the comments on this also by Roger Pallon of Cato and Murray Rothbard, who talk about what limited liability tries to do is it tries to say that shareholders who are the owners of the corporation are not personally liable for torts committed by employees of the corporation. Okay, and so in my view, that's actually perfectly fine. They should not be liable because in general, everyone should be liable for their own actions.
No, and it makes sense. A shareholder isn't in charge of hiring,
correct,
firing employees.
Correct. So, but because there's some confusion in political theory and in legal circles about this kind of common idea that ownership implies responsibility, which I think actually does not. I think actions imply responsibility, not ownership. Ownership is the right to do something. It's not a responsibility. But anyway, you have this idea that if you're the owner of something, then you're responsible for it. Like if you own a dog and the dog bites someone, you're responsible for that. You know, if you own your wife and she does something, I guess you're responsible for what she does.
So you're certainly responsible for your kids to some extent. And there's, although you don't own them, there's a slight bit of difference between,
correct,
them being your ward and them being
correct,
your slave.
Right. So there's exceptions to the general rules that everyone should be responsible for their own actions. But if you want to make a second person what we call secondarily or vicariously reliable, you need a reason for that. And in the case of parents, because you're supervising the kid and you have some responsibility to raise them a certain way, then you could say you have responsibility. But in general, there's no reason why merely having a share in Exxon means that you, just by owning that share, means that you should be liable for a tort committed by the captain of a tanker, for example.
Because you understand that aspect of limited liability. What I don't understand is the aspect that would allow, like, a CEO or a board of directors to not be culpable for actions taken by the corporation.
And limited liability doesn't do that. So
okay.
So everyone has a misconception about it. Limited liability only says shareholders are not liable.
Okay.
But the directors and the managers who supervise the actions could be liable under the theory of respondeat superior, which is like the master is in charge of the acts committed by their servants. Okay, so that's the theory of secondary liability, where the corporation as an entity or the managers who supervise are liable. But then they're usually covered by D&O insurance. So every corporation tends to have directors and officers liability insurance, because I'm not going to take a job with Apple on their board of directors or as the CEO if I'm going to be personally liable for billions of dollars. I'm going to want some insurance to cover that.
Indeed. One of the things that it makes me think of is, if a boss tells an employee that they need to work a 24-hour shift, and that employee, we're using ship captains here, so the ship captain has to, you know, run. We don't have a second mate for you. You're going to have to run the ship for the next 48 hours, taking it from, I don't know how far you can go in 48 hours, Tampa to New Orleans, right? And at that point, it sounds like the boss is responsible for the actions because they've given an unreasonable request.
You can make an argument that they are and they should be liable. But again, that's not the shareholders.
The shareholders
just own shares. And so the objection most people have to corporations is limited liability for the shareholders. But I don't think that's a special privilege, because I think that's the natural way it would be. So the point is, in a free market, without incorporation law, which gives legal entity status to these corporations, they're legally a person. Actually, that's actually not a privilege. It's a bad thing, because now these corporations have to pay income taxes, right? So you have double taxation happening. So if you got rid of the corporate incorporation statutes and you had a libertarian legal system, you could have people form businesses, call them whatever they want, but they would have a similar feature to corporations. They could be limited liability partnerships, for example. And the limited partners would be contributing capital, and they would have an ownership right, but they wouldn't have a liability for torts committed by the employees of that business organization. So you could basically form the equivalent of a corporation without limited liability law, and this business wouldn't be subject to double taxation.
I mean, it does seem obvious that within a libertarian society, people who had invested in a company and got shares in it wouldn't be responsible for the actions undertaken by employees of that company. It seems like in a libertarian society, a rational society, such a case would be immediately dismissed as, okay, well, you can't hold Bob accountable for what the company he invested in did.
And this is what Rothbard and Hessen and Roger Pallon, they all argue, that the theory underpinning the idea that the corporation itself should be liable for the actions of the employees is respondeat superior, which itself is problematic because it's based upon this old chattel slavery idea, like you own a slave and you're responsible for what they do, this master-servant relationship. But in this modern capitalist society, everyone should be responsible for their own actions. It's not even so clear to me that the corporation itself should be liable in every case for the negligence of an employee. But even if you say they should be, then the victim of the tort can only go after the assets of the corporation, which would include the shares owned by the shareholders. So it's just that they're not personally liable beyond that. They might lose all their value. If Exxon is sued from some horrific accident and they go bankrupt, then all the shareholders' shares go to zero. Okay, that's a risk they take. That's
responsibility. Yeah, a certain level of responsibility.
But they shouldn't be personally sued. Now, there's an exception in the law, which I don't disagree with, and that is when you have not a mere passive shareholder, but what's called an active shareholder, which often happens in a small company where one guy, by virtue of his owning 90% of the company, he tells them what to do. He effectively is pulling the strings.
Yeah.
In that case, he could be liable, too, just like a director.
Just like a director.
Or a manager could be.
He effectively is a director.
He's an active shareholder instead of a merely passive shareholder.
Indeed. So do you have any, are you working with the Libertarian Party, the Mises Caucus, any of that stuff?
I've been a libertarian since the 80s, but I never was a member of the party because I always thought politics was futile, and I still sort of do, to be honest.
I agree.
The Libertarian Party gives me a president to vote for.
I've always voted libertarian. I voted for Ron Paul in 88, you know, so I was voting even back then, but I joined 3 years and 11 months ago. I know that now because I joined the party with Tom Woods and Dave Smith and some of these guys joined because I was thinking, you know, they are my people. They may not be as Austrian as me or whatever, but they're my people, and I at least want them to run libertarian candidates.
And as far as the Libertarian Party goes, are you you happy with your membership? I mean, I think there's been some changes going on.
I am, especially because I went to the convention in Reno, and the Mises Caucus swept, and it was exciting to see. I was able to draft a property rights and aggression amendment to the platform, which was the very last thing considered and adopted. So my
very
version.
Cool. So Stefan, where can people go to find out more about what you're up to?
StefanKinsella.com.
Stefan Kinsella. Can you spell Kinsella?
K-I-N-S-E-L-L-A. And Stefan is with an A. P-H-A.
Thank you so much. There's more coming up here from the 45 Freedom Festival live on site. It is Free Talk Live. And we're not actually live. Sorry about that. Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is It's Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. With you today is Aria.
And Mark. I'll tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your choice for all things cryptocurrency, whether it's Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, or even Ethereum.
Do they have Ethereum there?
They do.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool.
And they've got lots of other coins there, too. And you can learn so much. Just go to Bitcoin.com. Click on Get Started right there. There's several videos you can look at just to understand things. And if you're a longtime Bitcoiner, you can go to news.bitcoin.com and find all the news that's relevant to you. All of it at Bitcoin.com.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Did you happen to watch Who Killed Bitcoin last night?
No, I did not.
It's really good. I immediately... I was shocked by how good it really was. I mean, it portrays the history of Bitcoin in exactly the way that, you know, I was there for a lot of it, so I remember it. But here they condensed it all down to a 50-minute long video about how the interest of Bitcoin was taken over by your mega banks, your Council of Foreign Relations. It didn't actually mention them, I don't think, but it mentioned the Bilderberg Group. The Bitcoin Core, BTC, has been co-opted by these special interests that are aiming to take control of cryptocurrency and set themselves up as the gatekeepers of crypto. So if you haven't checked it out, look it up on YouTube. That's Who Killed Bitcoin. Well, we're joined now by longtime friend of the show, Jeffrey Tucker of the Brownstone Institute. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thank you. And I wish I'd seen that film. It would have been very interesting.
They played it right here at the Mises Caucus
Tent. Yeah. Okay.
I suspect they'll be doing nightly screenings because they didn't buy this. They had this blow-up screen sort of thing. Which
I saw that last night.
It's interesting. It doesn't work very well in the wind, as well. So something with a bit more structure to it would be ideal.
But it's a fascinating topic because, boy, I sure felt it at the time. I remember, because I was a huge Bitcoiner, you know, back in 2012 and 13. And by 15, things began to change, you know, dramatically. Yeah. And it became expensive and slow.
That was when Blockstream really entered the picture.
Yeah. And then, of course, all the forking began, and I really began to wonder, okay, well, if there's no use case, and what magic world is it that Bitcoin turns out to be, you know, the most valuable commodity? So I was always a big blocker, which makes me, you know, the enemy of the so-called maximalists, you know. But I've always avoided those civil wars. I just think they're all a little bit ridiculous. You know, people need to get a life.
It was certainly relevant, though.
Oh, it really mattered at the time. I mean, we were on the way to adoption, widespread adoption, actually. Yep. And then it just stopped.
I'm not a big fan of wading into the crypto wars myself, but I don't have much common ground with the Bitcoin maxis.
Uh-huh.
As soon as someone starts talking about the Lightning Network, that tells me a lot about them, I think, as a cryptocurrency advocate, where their goals are largely opposite of mine. Like, I want to see a decentralized currency that we use to depower the state, to spread the power among the masses, because the state has proven that when it has the power to control currency, it uses it to fund wars and devastation abroad and at home, versus a decentralized currency that isn't able to do that because the government can't just inflate it to pay for all of this nonsense. But the Bitcoin Core people, the maximalists, they don't seem to care about that. To them, it's just an asset class. It's just something for them to make money, and they want it to be unusable. They're proud when they see these headlines that say something like 85% of Bitcoin hasn't moved in 5 years or whatever.
Yeah, they're against adoption. It's very strange. How are you going to become a currency if you're against whether or not they don't want it to become a currency?
It is.
That's a different way of thinking about Bitcoin than I had come to believe in when I fell in love with it. The other thing about the maximalist position is that I don't understand why it is they can be so doggedly convinced that there's only one true crypto, you know, and that everything else is ridiculous. And that's why they talk. Unless you get them in private, and then they'll admit, you know, okay.
It was very weird. Last year, there was a Bitcoin maximalist gathering event thing right across the aisle from us here. And someone went up there, and they offered to give $5 worth of Bitcoin Cash to anyone who would accept an alternative currency.
And the Bitcoin maximalists, they just refused this free $5 of Bitcoin Cash just because it wasn't Bitcoin Core. And it wasn't just because it was Bitcoin Cash, which is, you know, a fork of Bitcoin Core. Someone else got essentially the same result with Monero and things like that. But what we ended up finding out, I mean, as I said, we were across the aisle from the Bitcoin maximalists through all of last year's Porcupine Freedom Festival, was that, to my knowledge, none of them had actually transacted in Bitcoin to make a purchase or to sell anything.
Right. Well, it's very sad because there was a great movement to get retailers to adopt Bitcoin as an acceptance, and movement to get people to adopt it as consumers. And then it all just kind of shut down over the course of, am I remembering correctly, but between 2015 and 2017, that was kind of it. It killed the whole movement.
It has been frustrating to watch it happen. Of course, Bitcoin lives on. It's been pronounced dead repeatedly, but it lives on. So you're here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You've already given one speech. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, they invited me early, you know, on Wednesday to give a talk, and it was good because it incentivized me to come down here early.
Yeah, I've been anxious because in my mind, you're usually only here for like your day or two. Mm-hmm. I was like, and then I found out that you gave a speech yesterday. I was like, so is he even still here?
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody find him.
No, they scheduled me on Saturday night and Wednesday. Too, which was good because then, you know, then now suddenly you're camping out here for the whole time. And I like being at Porkfest. It's a wonderful experience.
It is a great time. So what are you speaking about Saturday?
Saturday I'm talking about something about which not many people, I think, really understand. Particularly libertarians are naive about this, but really everybody is. And it's about what we call the administrative state, which is a kind of a superstructure that sits on top of the state. I call it the real state. It's the permanent bureaucracy of, depending on how you want to count it, between 2 and 9 million people who can't ever get fired. They're a totalitarian force. They believe that they run the country. And they regard the political class as ridiculous. And they're the people who have been running the country over the last 2.5 years, you know, especially since COVID. And I don't think that most political activists have any clue about just the grave challenge that they face.
Well, it's very much like Thomas Paine wrote in The Rights of Man, right? Where King Louis was the symbol of the oppression, all of that stuff, but as Thomas Paine pointed out, King Louis wasn't responsible for the people imprisoned at the Bastille. There wasn't just one tyranny that was King Louis. There were thousands of these despotisms in France that all of them had to be broken down. It wasn't just Joe Biden or Barack Obama or Donald Trump or anywhere else. It's this entire bureaucratic monster that is doing the real oppression.
They don't understand. I mean, like, a lot of new politicians have no clue about this. Even if you get elected president, you get 4,000 picks of your own. Most of those picks, even if you get around to hiring those people, they're very naive. They have no idea what they're doing. They show up at the Justice Department or the Department of Housing and Urban Development or the CDC. And
can you stay with us for a few
words? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm absolutely surprised by that. 4,000 picks from the president. And that seems like a lot.
That's all, though. And they're powerless. They're totally powerless.
There is more coming up here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is Free Talk Live.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. $6.1 billion. That's the amount of your tax dollars that have gone to Ukraine since Russia's unprovoked invasion almost 4 months ago. The Biden administration is providing another $450 million in additional aid to Ukraine to defend itself from Russian forces. White House Strategic Communications Coordinator John Kirby at a briefing Thursday provides a rundown of the assistance.
This package contains weapons and equipment, including new high-mobility artillery rocket systems, tens of thousands of additional rounds of ammunition for the artillery systems that have already been provided as well, and patrol boats to help Ukraine defend its coast and its waterways.
Wall Street giving a thumbs up to Thursday at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 194 points. You're listening to USA Radio News. As inflation remains at a near 40-year high, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell believes the Biden administration is failing to uphold government responsibilities.
Stable prices, public safety, and secure borders are three of the most fundamental duties of any government. Sadly, from our country, the Biden administration has swung and missed three times.
Pro-abortion activists are continuing to target pro-life pregnancy centers.
Suspected Democrat activists continue to attack pro-life centers as President Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and the Department of Justice remain silent on the violence. The two Michigan pro-life center attacks were at the Lennon Pregnancy Center, that's in Dearborn Heights, and the Pregnancy Care Center in Redford.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. It is Free Talk Live with Ari and Mark, joined by Jeffrey Tucker of the Brownstone Institute, talking about the web that is the administrative state here. And it's surprising to me. I've never really given it much thought. I knew that the president, you know, they appoint people and things like that. I never gave it any thought to wonder how many of these people does a president actually appoint, and what is the impact of these people. Yeah. Evidently, Jeffrey, you said it's about 4,000 people, but that's a drop in the bucket compared to the actual administrative state that we have.
And they show up as the heads of these departments, which is presumably mean they're in charge. But they're not in charge, because there's bureaucrats who have been there for 30, 40 years. They pay no attention to the comings and goings of these people. And they either that's really true.
I believe it. I've always believed it.
No, they put the pictures on the wall and call them, you know, Madam Secretary, Mr. Secretary, whatever, but otherwise pay no attention to the whatever. Because, it takes the guy, like,
6 months?
6 months just to get the hang of things. And then he's like, wait, why are we spending $5 billion on this nonsense? And, well, this is just the way it is. Well, let's change that. No, we can't do that. Well, if the guy pushes too hard, the next thing you know, there's a scandal.
Is it promoted? Or fired.
Yeah, I mean, there's a scandal, right? So the Washington Post is like, well...
There's a scandal.
Okay. The Washington Post will run an article saying the Secretary of the Interior ordered you know, a fancy bottle of wine last night at taxpayer expense. So, you know, whatever thing is. And they can generate these scandals and get, distract them from the work. And if the scandal gets bad enough, of course, the guy gets has to resign. And so there's a strong incentive for these political appointees just to go along with the bureaucracy, or else the bureaucracy kills them. And it's sport. I mean, the permanent administrator of state regards it killing political appointees as sport. That's how they treat it.
I remember there was a lot of there was a lot of frustration among the left and a lot of cheering among the right about the appointment of Betsy DeVos, I believe it was, as the Secretary of Education.
That's right.
Or something like that.
That's a good example. A great example.
And there was a lot of fear that, you know, the entire school system was going to change or anything like that. But as I understand it, nothing changed.
No, nothing. And she couldn't. It was only because she wanted change. And next thing you know, the New York Times will run a headline: "Worst Secretary of Education ever." You know, that kind of stuff. You know, and so she was hounded, and her private life. You know, she was doxxed and called stupid, and people are looking through her grades in high school and you name it.
If you find something she's actually done that's illegal or bad or wrong,
then they just have to cancel them.
She's dumb.
Yeah, she's dumb. And so that was the reputation. And so she was, you know, regarded by the permanent bureaucracy as an enemy. And it's, she's a very interesting person. I know her, and she's very smart. And
One doesn't become the Secretary of Education or whatever the exact job title was,
right,
while being stupid.
No, she's brilliant, but they hounded her out of the job, and she just left all bruised and bloodied and everything. Well, she gave an interview the other day, and God bless her. She said, you know what really needs to happen to the Department of Education? It needs to be abolished.
Yeah.
Okay, why does she say that? Because she knows that it cannot be reformed. That's what she tried to do. She tried to reform it, and they killed her. And so now she's like, look, you got to get rid of these departments, which is basically my message on Saturday night. And we've got Republicans coming to office probably in January, in November, and they're all going to be stupid and naive. What they need to understand is that the politicians don't actually run the country. It's the administrative state that runs the country. If the politicians really want to make a difference, they have to first kill that beast. That's got to be the priority. And I don't know how you do it, because the beast traces all the way back to 1883 in my own dating of this whole thing.
Tell me about 1883. What happened in this time frame? Because I would have, I mean, the first thing that I would have thought of was Wilson or a variety of things. So tell me about it.
Oh, no. Well, that was the 1881 was the killing, the assassination of
Garfield. Okay.
And the guy who did that turned out, his motivation was that he was promised a job at the administration, and he didn't get one, so he shot the president in the torso from behind at a Baltimore train station. Well, so the president kicked the bucket, and his successor was Chester Alan Arthur, who's also a president nobody's ever heard of. And people came to him and said, look, we've got to make some reforms in the law so that somebody won't similarly kill you. He's like, good point. What do you suggest? What do you suggest? And they're like, well, let's look at this guy's Guthrow, I think his name was. What were his motivations? Well, he was mad he didn't get a job. So the way to fix that is to make federal jobs permanent. So once you get a federal job, you'll always be able to keep it, so we can get the politics out of these important role of being the stable state that's immortal, that lives beyond politics, and that way will reduce the incentive to kill the president. So that was the theory.
It's sort of the same reason they want the Supreme Court to be a lifelong appointment. Because that way it's supposed to transcend the political landscape.
Yeah, and maybe
like
it's right in that case, but the thing about creating a permanent civil service is that you've created a separate state that's actually more powerful than the one we elect. And so what happened in 1883 is they passed what was called the Pendleton Act, which created the modern civil service. It was like, okay, you get hired... no president, no legislature can control you, can fire you.
Wow.
And so that began in 1883. It wasn't so bad at first because it only applied to 10% of the federal workforce. But, of course, it got worse after the income tax and World War One, and the Federal Reserve then got created. That's, you know, a beast.
Certainly.
And the IRS. It's, you know, and so it just got, and then next thing you know, we had the New Deal, then World War II, then the Great Society, and then Richard Nixon and all of his crap. So, wow, you know, we wake up now in 2020 and we realize, or 2022, those are our masters. Those are, I mean, there's, right. Who locked you down? I mean, who closed your churches? Who closed your businesses?
It was obviously the administrative state. Who else could it be?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't, the politicians never voted for this.
Right.
And Trump tried to stop it. Ha, ha, ha. You know, they just laughed at him at some point.
And I said it on the air multiple times when it was first happening with COVID, is that the most American thing in the world is civil disobedience in order to go to church when the government orders you, you can't. I mean, it's about right. as American as it gets from the very founding. This is a nation of people who, you know, fervently believed in their religious rights.
And we acquiesced. And part of the reason we went along is we didn't know who was doing this to us. Because we talk to our politicians, they'd say, I don't know. That's what the CDC says. Well, and Trump was against it, you know, at some point. But he couldn't control it. And he said, look, this guy Fauci, I got to fire his ass. And people said, Mr. President, you can't do that. So what are you talking about? He works for me. Well, yeah, he does work for you, but there's laws in this country that you cannot fire these kind of people. Him and 2 to 5 to 10 million others, you have no control over them. He's like, what the hell? I'm the president of the United States. There's no more powerful office, right? Well, there is. Yeah, there's a lot.
Administrative state.
There's millions of more powerful offices than the presidency. And this is what, and Trump did not know this. You know, that's the important thing. He was blindsided.
Well, he ran on drain the swamp, right? Like he believed, it seems.
He didn't have the power to drain the swamp.
Well,
he never could drain the swamp.
He believed that. It's unclear. I don't think Trump's been in the swamp his entire life. I don't believe
that's
for
true,
a minute.
Let's say he wanted to. He couldn't do it. And nobody told him that. And so we live in a fake world where the politicians make promises. They say they're going to do this. They're going to say this. They don't have the power to do shit.
Right.
Anything.
Well, the same's with Bernie Sanders. I mean, if you, not to, you know, I think these guys were great populist examples. I'm not trying to besmirch them. I'm just trying to say, as far as their campaigns go, they said a lot of stuff that obviously they couldn't deliver on.
They can't possibly deliver on it. Now, my friend, funny that I call him friend, Steve Bannon, tells me that.
Hold that thought for one second. Yeah. We'll have to come back to it here in just a moment. There is more coming up here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is Free Talk Live.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live from the 45 Freedom Festival here at the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Day 4, I believe. I'm not very good at keeping track of what day it actually is from one day to the next here, because time sort of, it doesn't become meaningless, but it does take on a slightly different and less important meaning here at the 45 Freedom Festival. And I want to tell you about Truth Smacks. If you like fruit, trail mix and things like that, check out TruthSmacks.com. Our friend Susan, who we had on the show the other night, she makes these herself out of a commercial kitchen in Naples, Florida. And they're called Truth Smacks because with every bag, you can smack your friends and family in the face with the truth in a loving way, because each bag has a number of quotes on the back. Some of them are freedom-oriented. Some of them are just, you know, they're just truth quotes in general. There are two different varieties and two different sizes. One of them is peppermint-infused. It's worth a shot. People say it's interesting, and it's for some people really like it. So check it out at truthsmacks.com/shop if you want to buy some. That's truthsmacks.com. With you today is Aria and Mark, and we're joined by Jeffrey Tucker. And Jeffrey, before we had to go out to break, you were telling us a story about Steve Bannon.
Yeah. So I'm often on the show all the time, which is funny because I used to be a big critic of him, and I guess I still am. But anyway,
I did not know Steve Bannon had a show.
Oh, it's huge! I tell you what, every time I go on, our website blows up. It's got 10,000 views instantly. I mean, the guy is wow. Yeah, he's a big deal. But anyway, I was talking to him about this problem, and he said, look, you're too pessimistic. Whatever man has made, man can unmake, which is an interesting point. But
I like the
so
point.
That which raises the question, how? So I would say that first of all, voters are not very interested in this topic.
Well, voters are barely interested in anything but the presidential race.
That's probably right.
If you didn't have the presidential race to divide us all, I don't know that you'd get 10% turnout.
No, I think it's probably, yeah, it's probably right. But if you're running for Senate and you stand up and say, I'm going to restrain and even abolish the administrative state, people are going to fall asleep or whatever. But it's probably the most important thing you could ever do. There was a Supreme Court decision in 1984 that might be very soon overturned that could actually make it have a devastating impact. I'll tell you what it is. It's called the Chevron decision. Now, this is a case of the Environmental Protection Agency versus Chevron, and Chevron was saying, oh, this agency sucks, and a court and Supreme Court said, well, yeah, it kind of sucks. How and Chevron was saying that what the EPA is doing is not consistent with the law, and they're right, but what the court said is, look, unless something specifically is banned by legislation, the agency's interpretation of that legislation has to prevail in practice. That's called the Chevron precedent.
Unless something is banned by legislation, say it again.
All right. Unless something is specifically banned by legislation, and the agency interprets it as permissible for the agency to do,
right,
then it's the obligation of the courts always to defer to the agency.
I see.
So the agency, unless legislation is said otherwise, the
contrary.
Agency gets to decide what it is and isn't allowed
right.
to do.
And I'll give you an example.
Doesn't that give a lot of power to the executive?
To the administrative state, it's almost right. all power. So a good example of this is the masking on transportation and airplanes.
I see.
Now, with the federal Florida judge has said that's ridiculous. There's nothing in the law that says you can mandate this.
Mm-hmm.
The CDC referred to the Public Health Service Act of 1944, which was passed during wartime, but that banned the importation of diseased animals to the U.S. Okay,
right.
That was the legislation they referred to, and there's one little word in there that said something like, and that also puts the CDC in charge of sanitation generally for the country, that or whatever. Anyway, the Florida court said that has nothing to do with masks on airplanes. That is ridiculous. You can't cite one word, sanitation, and therefore dictate the clothing choices of, you know, hundreds of millions of people.
But you can cite this 1984 case that
well,
says...
Well, so here's the thing. In making that judgment, she was explicitly or implicitly repudiating the Chevron decision.
Yep.
So if this case goes to the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court upholds that Florida decision, Chevron will be automatically repealed. And
that
will be immense. That will dial back the administrative state substantially, which means that the federal agencies only have the power to do that which Congress has given them the power to do. Only that, and no more elaborate interpretations. So that's the first step. But ultimately, I think we have to take on the Pendleton Act of 1883. I mean, that's...
Tell me about that one.
That's the one that was passed in light of Garfield's death that created the permanent civil service.
I see.
What I'm saying is, in a way, what we need to do is bring back the so-called spoils system. So every new president can hire and fire everybody who works for the federal government. Everybody. He's going to hire his cronies and fire the other guys, bad guys. And so that every 4 years we get massive upheaval in employment in the federal agencies, that will defang them.
Yeah, it would make them so inefficient. I love it because
yeah.
it's been the first 2 years going,
yeah.
all right, what is this mess
yeah.
I just...
we got to take on... So that's my view. We have to take on... We have to basically abolish the civil service and take on the Pendleton Act fundamentally and uproot it and repeal it. And that can happen. But it's hard to imagine the circumstances under which it does. Mainly because this is... Even though it's the... In my mind, maybe the most important issue, it's the one that's least interesting to the average person.
Sure.
It's not a... With drain the swamp
well,
is a great...
Boring. I mean, administration, bureaucracy, these are boring words that cause the average person's eyes
right.
to just sort of...
Well, Trump had a lot
over.
Of success with drain the swamp,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he had a lot of success.
But what he did not know is that he couldn't do it.
Right.
He had no power to do that.
But the legislature could.
The legislature could do it. They could do it with the right piece of legislation. Maybe the Republicans are mad enough. I don't think they're quite mad enough yet, but maybe we're getting there.
You're giving me an idea, though, because I'm currently
yeah.
running for state rep here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, abolish the administrative state will be one of my taglines.
Absolutely. It's the most important thing. We need to get it going. Maybe it won't happen for another 10 years or 20 years, but we have to at least understand the problem if we're going to fix it. That's the issue.
Sure.
Most people have no clue. They think the politicians run the country. They don't. the supremative bureaucrats who run the country. We should know that by now.
I sort of see that with the federal case that I have going on. Who's heading up the case is John Farley or John Kennedy. I don't remember the exact name. He's the head U.S. attorney for this district. But the actual prosecutors are these guys who are going to remain there no matter who the head attorney is.
They're immortal.
Yes. they always stay the same. You know, their career prosecutors or whatever, it doesn't matter to them who the head prosecutor is, because the head prosecutor isn't the one out there doing stuff. He's just
these people are so arrogant. And if you've ever known anybody, I used to live in Alexandria, Virginia, and all my neighbors worked for the Department of Labor, the Department of Defense, the Department of this, Department of that. And I'd try to get them to talk about politics. They were hilarious. They're aggressively uninterested. it's part of the ethos. Oh, that clown show. It's like if they asked me, did you go to the circus? I'd be like, nah, I don't go to the circus. That's the way they look at politics. Just, that's the circus, but they're the government. That's how they think.
Well, I think they are. I think that they're correct.
Yeah, they're
I don't think it's right, and I don't think it's good. And I wouldn't even say that the president cycling people in and cycling people out is necessarily good.
I just think it's better
than what we've got.
The oil system. When Andrew Jackson was elected, he fired absolutely every person who worked for the federal government and brought in all of his cronies. That's a better system than what we have now.
I would agree. And Jackson got something done. He stopped the Second National Bank.
That's true.
No president has achieved anything quite that.
Actually,
Lincoln killed more Americans than anybody else. That's a pretty high achievement.
That's not an achievement, though. That's a black mark.
It is if you're a cruel dictator.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
It's a good point about Second National Bank. So, in those days, the spoils system allowed fundamental change. I mean, why haven't we seen fundamental change in our lifetimes? This is the reason. There is no change because the state is not, it lives outside the democratic process. I mean, this is contrary to the Constitution.
Right.
This is not the system we're supposed to have in this country. We have 9 million overlords that are completely protected from public opinion, from the political class, from the legislature, from the courts. It's a dictatorship. So there are rulers.
Repealing this 1883 Act is the best way to go about the Pendleton Act. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's the way to... As far as I can, my reconstruction of history is that that's what we got to deal with. We got to deal with it.
I look forward to coming down and hearing you speak Saturday. Of course, you're welcome to stay with us a bit more if you'd like.
I gotta head up, but thank you.
Yeah,
thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you for being here. You're always welcome to join us.
Thank you.
There is more coming up here, of course, from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, because it is only day four. I forget, because it used to be a 5-day festival, but now it's a 7-day festival. So in my mind, it's like day two, because there's still 3 days left. It's all very confusing.
I just want to mention that Jeffrey Tucker is the only person in the world that is a guest host of Free Talk Live, and he can walk up and he can demand a space on the show.
Thanks so much, Jeffrey. It is Free Talk Live.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.